This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, August 30. Moment of Doubt. Our reading comes from John chapter 20. Now Thomas, also known as Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them, and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, see my hands? Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." As we go forward in our life of faith, we all experience moments of doubt. We may wonder, does God really love me? Does God see what I'm going through? Is all this teaching in the Bible real, or am I just wasting my time? These questions and others are a natural part of believing in an invisible, intangible God. Sometimes we may fear that our doubts are inappropriate or even sinful. We may wonder if God's angry with us for doubting his faithfulness or wondering if the Bible can be trusted. But here in John 20, we see God's patience for doubters like us. Thomas had a hard time believing that Jesus had truly risen from the dead. But rather than scolding Thomas or dismissing him, Jesus invited him to find the proof that he needed. "Put your finger here, see my hands? Reach out your hand and put it into my side." In our own times of doubt, God may similarly provide for us. He may show up through the guidance of a friend, a comforting passage of Scripture, or a well-timed sermon or devotional reading. He may even give us a sign to point us in the right direction. There's no reason we should be afraid of our doubts or of bringing them before God. If we're honest and open, He's faithful to provide what we need to continue following Him. Pray with me. Lord, be near me in times of doubt. Provide the guidance and assurance I need to continue serving you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.